I'm joined here by St Junan's manager Noel Keaveney in the wake of their under-21 semi-final defeat against St Joseph's from Cavan. Noel, what's your immediate reaction after that?
Oh, bitterly disappointed. You know, we never really got going at all today. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong. You know, we gave away two early goals, two very, very poor goals, you know, a couple of mistakes. And, you know, even at halftime, you know, we hadn't come back to 4 points, but... Even, you know, at halftime we were fairly happy that we could go back out and raise our performance. We hadn't really performed in the first half at all, apart from the goals. But we were bitterly disappointed, particularly with our performance, more than anything.
Yeah, because you've shown this year, I suppose, in your run, you know, you've kind of got that bounce back ability. You showed it against Kilkerry, you showed it against St Peter's Warren Point in the last round up here in Craigan. I suppose today, really, you're hoping, maybe more than confident, that that might be able to resurface again, but I suppose the game kind of gradually ran away from you.
Well, I suppose, the first blow was the early goal that we gave away, and then, you know, we struggled really to get scores on the board ourselves, despite, you know, having possession for long, long periods. And, you know, that seemed to be the pattern that followed through the whole game. And, you know, even in the second half, we had huge amounts of possession there for 20 minutes of the second half, and we weren't able to convert them into scores. And any time we did, unfortunately, St. Joseph's were able to go back up and score. And, you know, it was a game, from our point of view, it was a game that was, you know, just filled with errors, you know, bad hand passing, bad shot selection, bad choices all around the field. And, you know, when you're doing that, you don't really get the rub of the green, you don't have any luck. And that was the pattern, as I said, throughout the game.
And I suppose when St. Joseph had the cushion then, like, in the second half there, Noel, they were very good on the break, very economical, because they... Every time they seemed to attack, they seemed to score, which was a complete contrast to your own team.
Absolutely, yeah. And I suppose, you know, that was hoping that something that we thought we could do in the second half, and we had, you know, targeted that, you know, get the ball in early, get, you know. But unfortunately, they defended in mass numbers. You know, they were sort of 13, 14 men behind the ball, and we weren't moving the ball quick enough. You know, it wasn't that they were getting behind the ball so much as that we weren't moving the ball quick enough. And when we got up there to that final third, we seemed to just hit a brick wall. And again, we're going round in circles. And as I said, we just found it very difficult to get scores. You know, 5 or 6 points, whatever it was very poor return for the whole game, you know.
The conditions were tough there, I suppose, but we're just looking back. I suppose it was a disappointing weekend all round for both Donegal St. Junan's teams against Cavan opposition in both cases.
Absolutely, it was, yeah. It was disappointing. I suppose, you know, yesterday's preparation, you know, from our point of view, having 4 or 5 of the lads playing wasn't ideal. But in fairness, I don't think it affected our game today. You know, from the off, we just weren't in it. And I think probably as the game went on, it didn't get any better. Nothing really changed. And fair dues to St. Joseph's, you know, as you say, any time they went up the field, they were able to score and they were able to, you know, hurt us every time.
And I suppose it's a disappointment, it's probably the overriding emotion now, but it has been a good year for this side, and as we said there, they've pulled out a couple of rabbits out of the hat, but I suppose that counts for nothing at this stage in events, really.
Well, you know, the lads are very disappointed, you know. I think from my own point of view, and I'm sure they feel the same, the disappointment comes from the level of performance. You know, we weren't able to achieve the level of performance that we know they were capable of, and that was sort of from the very start to the very finish. And yes, you know, we won the Donegal Championships, and, you know, we got through to the semi-finals here, but ultimately, you know, our aim was to get to the final at least, and, you know, we fell well short there today. And, you know, as I said, you need a wee bit of luck, but in fairness, you know, that wasn't the case today. We just made too many mistakes, too many unforced errors.